insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فإنهم عدو لي إلا رب العالمين.
Indeed, they are enemies to me, except the Lord of the worlds.
الذي خلقني فهو يهدين.
Who created me, and he it is who guides me.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 77th verse of this chapter, chapter Shu'ara. فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Surely they are enemies to me, save the Lord of the worlds. So, we said that Abraham says that verily, these idols they're worshipping, they're all his enemies, and he is a severe enemy of them forever. As the verse says, and it is implied, on the day of hereafter, idols will abhor the idolaters, and they will be in opposition with them. And by this, it means that their enmity will be made clear on that day. Anyway, what Prophet Abraham did with this verse says that these idols you're worshipping, they are imaginary deities, and they have no power, as I proved for you. And if you want to know what truly the Lord of the worlds is, إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I will introduce to you. So, the 78th verse says, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ, who created me and himself guides me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, and himself feeds me and provides me to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ, and whenever I am sick, he heals me. This is the true God I'm talking about. At first, Prophet Abraham mentioned the world and the creator of the world, and then he attended to himself. خَلَقَنِي يَهْدِينَ, he created me, he guides me, he feeds me, provides me to drink, etc. So, that he himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has created us and has guided us, this is a sign that he likes us and he is not like the idols these were worshipping. This is one of the important aspect of a true Lord of the world. If you want to worship something, that must be deserving it. That must be able to create something, must be able to guide you through these challenges you might face.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ, the 78th verse says, Who created me and himself guides me, and the bounty of this guidance of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creation is the greatest bounty because creation in this sense is for one time, but guidance is the thing that exists in every moment and forever. However, in these verses, Abraham starts to describe the Lord of the worlds. He mentions some of his material and some of his spiritual bounties, so that by comparing with idols, who neither hear the demands of their worshippers, nor have any benefit or loss for them, as the prophet mentioned clearly in the previous verses, the matter may be made clear for these idol worshippers, and this completes the argument. So, Prophet Abraham begins with the bounties of creation and guidance, and says that he created me, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي, فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ, and he himself guides me. Abraham implies that Allah has guided him both in the world of Genesis and has provided the material and spiritual means available for him, and in the world of religion. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who sent down revelation and heavenly book to him. He's introducing who this true Allah is. Mentioning fa. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ This fa at the beginning of the Quranic phrase فَهُوَ which has occurred after the concept of creation indicates that guidance is not separate from creation when we speak about this kind of Lord. They both go forth with together everywhere. And the Arabic word يَهْدِينَ is an evidence because it is used in simple present tense to the continuity of that guidance. And the fact that need of Adam to him throughout his life is continual. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me, worry, and that's when faith begins.